Well, as Black Friday shopping began in Birmingham, Alabama last night, a fight at a suburban mall ended with gunfire and several people wounded, one of them a 12-year-old girl. An 18-year-old suspect was later shot and killed by police. Shootings in schools and other public places have devastated many communities this year. We have a story now about a school shooting that didn't happen and the lessons that police and school officials learned from it. Houston Public Media's Laura Eisensee reports.
It can be the most dreaded news a parent can hear.
The worst grade school shooting in U.S. history, at least 27 dead.
That was 6 years ago at Sandy Hook. Then this February in Parkland, Florida.
We know 17 lives lost at a high school in Parkland, gunned down at dismissal.
And then in May, just outside Houston.
Welcome back, everybody, for our continuing coverage of this dark day in Santa Fe, that school shooting that left 10 people dead and 10 injured.
But as horrific as this list is, it would be even longer if it included school shootings that almost happened. The National Police Foundation has started a database of these incidents, and so far they've analyzed just over 50 school attacks that were stopped. I found one such case in Greater Houston.
How are you?
I'm good. Tiffany Jefferson. I apologize for not.
Lieutenant Tiffany Jefferson is with the Houston Police Department. She works with Crime Stoppers of Houston.
On February 7th of 2017, we had a student that was a juvenile. He pretty much told his plans of placing bombs in a school cafeteria. And that student went on to say that when the bombs explode, the students are going to flee the building. They will be shot in the event they flee the building.
Jefferson says another student heard about the plan and called in an anonymous tip.
Crime Stoppers of Houston, how can I help you?
Crime Stoppers of Houston is a nonprofit that increasingly deals with school safety. Jefferson won't reveal the school's name to keep the tip line anonymous, and she won't identify the student because he's a minor. What she wants to emphasize, though, is they took this tip very seriously.
There was a campus officer that was immediately contacted by one of our Crime Stoppers investigators, and the juvenile who was identified was actually arrested for a third-degree felony and for terroristic threat, and they were charged.
Jefferson says later the school police didn't find explosives on campus. Still, experts say this case offers key lessons.
We have known that fellow students are an absolutely critical part of prevention efforts.
Marisa Randazzo used to work with the U.S. Secret Service as its chief research psychologist. Now she's co-founded a company that's helping Texas schools do threat assessments. Randazzo says in over three quarters of actual school shootings, the shooter told someone about his plans. So authorities need to hear from that someone.
When we can encourage students to come forward and let people know if they hear about something, like in this case, that someone's talking about planning to engage in violence at school, then it is quite possible to prevent, just like it has been done here.
In that 2017 case, Crime Stoppers had visited the Houston area high school months before the threat. In two sessions at the start of that school year, they coached over 2,000 teenagers on how to report tips. Ranyan Mancarios is Crime Stoppers' CEO.
What went right is that the student that reported anonymously had been trained and knew what to do.
But Mancarios says it was still a close call.
What went wrong is that the boy who made the threat had been operating under the radar. Until we came in and educated people, nobody knew what to look for. Nobody noticed that his language and activity had changed. So that's a problem.
Crime Stoppers, along with other state and national groups, are trying to reach more schools with lessons on what to look for so would-be shooters are stopped before they can act. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.